Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
And a tragedy topping the news this morning. I heard in the middle of the night, just kind of waking up, I don't know what time, but basically a helicopter crash with a commuter jet. And they're saying carrying 60 passengers and four crew members. And after a night of desperately searching the frigid waters of the Potomac, still no word on confirmed fatalities. So a horrible tragedy there.
That is a horrible tragedy. I just saw a glimpse of the headline this morning and have not read much into it yet. But, you know, regardless of what they find, it's already terrible.
Yeah, we are getting more information that the U.S. figure skating team says team members were on that flight that crashed.
Huh.
They released a statement saying a group of young athletes, coaches, and family members were returning from the National Development Camp in Wichita, Kansas, and also on board were former Russian world champion skaters Evgenia Shishkova and Vadim Namov. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a rough way to start the day.
It is. That is a rough way to start the day.
And I guess to transition here before we get into Acts 11, I mean, it is just, I'm remembering a Stuart Briscoe quote, there's some that just live on for me, and any Christian worth his salt will experience some degree of distress of soul. There is not just kind of being Pollyanna and walking, I hope not, walking through this life. I mean, there's a lot of pain and hurt and heartbreak and difficulty and suffering. And I think we're called to wrestle with God. One of the things I think, again, our fandom for the late Larry Crabb was he wrestled with God. And I believe God is pleased with that, right?
I would agree. You know, I think one piece of advice, one thought that I would have is in times of tragedy like this to not immediately jump to spiritual answers. They're not helpful. They're often quite harmful to people. The term for it is spiritual bypassing. And just to be very cautious about that sort of thing.
And this is just the latest tragedy, but there's so many heartbreaks, I mean, so much that we don't understand. I mean, Jason, I don't know, I mean, I want it to be sunny and 70 every day. It's not that way, you know?
Correct. Yeah, I agree. I would say sunny and 60, but I but I know what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
right.
Life is full of ups and downs.
It is.
And, lots of hard.
Right. I mean, we could both go on and on for the remaining 3 hours and 10 minutes of the WIB Wake Up Show with just different stories. But amidst it all, I guess it is that soil, and again, a Crabbism that I hold on to. He said that you know, faith, hope, and love are the three that remain, and God grows your faith in confusion, your hope in disappointment, and your love in conviction over sin. So I kind of feed on that some. So.
Sure, yeah.
Because I got
good statement.
I got a good deal of confusion and disappointment. So.
I get that. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but it's if it's fertilizer for growing my faith and my hope, all right then. So
yeah, yeah.
But God's ways are not our ways, it says in Isaiah 55. So
that is true as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he is good. He's good at it.
Yep.
All right. We got Acts 11, 15 through 17 today.
And that says, as I began to speak, Peter continued, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as he fell on us at the beginning. Then I thought of the Lord's words when he said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And since when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to stand in God's way?
And I'm just going to use your, you kind of have a retelling paragraph, and then you have this. You say, Peter's declaration was momentous. This is in your Letters to Beloved devotional commentary. You say, Peter, boldly and rightly stated that I never intended Christianity to be a regional religion or isolated sect. My kingdom is universal. Final thought.
Yeah, I would just add, think about the ways in which we try to isolate or keep people out. We may not say that that's what we're doing, but a lot of times I think our actions and our words seek to exclude people. And I think Peter was aware that that's not what is God's intent.
There's a lot of us against them. I just read something already this morning on Facebook from a friend in Texas that was just like, You know, and it seems like it's okay where we wouldn't allow certain things in society, we still allow that in politics. You know?
Right, so. Right. Absolutely.
Thank you, friend. Our buddy Jason Kanz here on WWIB.
In case you were wondering, there is a time of day when you are most likely to be craving a snack and eating that snack, and we have it for you.
This totally makes sense to me, Caleb. If you're focusing on your eating habits this year, then be mindful of the clock striking 2:41 p.m.
2:41 p.m. A survey of 2,000 Americans found that 2:41 p.m. is the specific time of day when willpower is most tested and cravings strike hardest. You're feeling really snacky at 2:41 p.m.
When you say willpower, I think of that famous kids' book, Frog and Toad. You remember that story at all?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's like they got the cookies and the whole thing. And in the end, I can't remember which one it is. It's been a few years now, but it's basically like one of them's like, you can keep your willpower. I'm going for the cookies. The study also finds that we spend 40 minutes per day thinking about food.
Now, the flavors we crave most often are sweet. 79% of us want something sweet when it's snack time.
All right. Drops to 54% for salty.
And spicy. 45% of us say spicy is the way to go when it comes to snacks. I'm curious, what folks, you know, when you are feeling snacky, what snack do you go toward? 715-396-1670. Let us know on the WIB listener line. When you're feeling snacky, what's your most craveable snack? What's it for you? And it's tough to know. I do know that we both share a love for trail mix.
And you know what? It's got the sweet and salty.
Yeah, so then you can kind of satisfy all those cravings too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What's your favorite snack? 715-396-1670. And 2:41 p.m. is probably when you're most likely to crave it.
Truth be told, I had a mini bag of trail mix yesterday, but it was much earlier than 2:41 p.m.
Well, the thing is, once you know it's there, it's hard to wait.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Honored as always to be your hometown One Fest station. One Fest 2025 will be here before we know it, August 1st through the 3rd at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadot. We are here with the founder and president of One Fest, Heather Fleshinsky. Heather, so great to have you back. And this is a big week, a lot of announcements. We had a couple artists announced already. We're going to have another one shortly.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I'm really excited about this week.
So, already to recap, if folks have missed it, a couple artists have been announced this week, adding, bolstering, filling out that One Fest lineup.
Yes, yes. We have Joseph Habedank, which
he
is a gospel artist that hopefully people are super excited about, because I saw him at the GMA Awards, and his sound and the music was just amazing, and so we just knew we had to bring him.
Yes, and that's something that we haven't necessarily had at One Fest before, that Southern gospel, and again, we have gospel from the countryside, things like that here in WWIB, very popular for so many years, so much great talent and artistry in the Southern gospel music side of the industry.
You're right. Ever since we started One Fest, we've actually been getting requests for some Southern gospel, so I feel like we're finally making it. We got somebody coming, and we're super excited about Joseph.
So that was announced on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, you announced another artist.
Yeah, Eli Gabel. So I didn't know much about him either, but we just happened to be in Nashville and he was doing a writer's round, and we were caught off guard how amazing his sound was and his story, and he's so young and exciting, and so I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do and bring glory to God in what he's doing.
These young artists that we're seeing in the Christian music industry, it's so great to see their energy, their talent, and just their love for Christ, and so great to have maybe another new artist to a lot of folks being introduced here at One Fest.
That's right. And, you know, we've already known some amazing artists that are actually newer as well, like Katie Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her music. And she's not only a great ballad singer, because she's got amazing songs, but she rocks it. If you see her in performance, she's amazing.
So, without further ado, let's get on to the next artist that is being added to the One Fest lineup. We've got a drum roll, as always. Here is the next artist coming to One Fest 2025 in early August in Kadot. It is The Afters. And what is so cool about this, so Josh and Matt from The Afters, Matt's from Texas, I think, but Josh Havens is from Fairchild.
Awesome.
So, I mean, kind of a homecoming for him right here in his neck of the woods in Wisconsin. And I love this new song for The Afters. Love so many tunes from them. We're going to hear them live August 1st through the 3rd in Cadott.
That's right.
Looking forward to that. And before we let you go here, Heather, again, always opportunities for sponsorships, for volunteers.
That'd be wonderful. And reserved seats are still available, so get your seats.
Absolutely. One-Fest.com. That's One-Fest.com. And Heather, we'll have you back tomorrow because there's another artist announcement coming up.
That's right. I'm so excited.
The Afters joining us at OneFest 2025. Well, what things are too small? What things are too big? Some interesting thoughts here from columnist and TV personality Andy Rooney. A number of years ago, he talked about the right size of things, Havo.
Yeah, kind of interesting. For instance, Andy said closets are never big enough.
Especially here in America, right? We just have so many things to try to shove away.
I understand his point.
He also said burners on stoves are too small. Again, we're talking too small or too big. He says burners on stoves are too small. At least one burner on every stove ought to be as big as the bottom of your largest pan. You know, isn't that the truth?
What I like on the stove we have is that at least on the front left, you can go two different sizes depending on if you turn it to the left or
sure.
to the right. So that's pretty cool. Andy said umbrellas are not big enough. He says the average umbrella doesn't help you from the waist down. Umbrellas ought to come in regular sizes because the taller a person is, the greater the circumference that's needed.
Indeed. Things that are too small or too big, according to columnist and TV personality Andy Rooney, says, most hotel rooms are bigger than I need. I'd be pleased to get one half the size for two-thirds the price.
Yeah,
yes, please.
Andy said, screwdriver handles are too small.
It is interesting sometimes trying to find the right size screwdriver for what you need. And if you wear glasses like I do, yeah, sometimes finding that tiny, tiny, tiny screwdriver can be difficult. And finally, columnist Andy Rooney says, there are a few things that are just the right size. He says, lemons are about right. He says, eggs are good the size they are, and so are tennis balls. So there you go.
Yeah, it's just coming to mind as I'm reading that, there was some medication I was trying to open up. There was a really small little bottle and the other night, and I went to my wife. Ultimately, she was able to figure out, yeah, if we go and get some of the rubber gloves or something in the kitchen, we'd be able to. But it's hard to get a grip on it when it's just so small, you know.
And here, you know, again, as he says, eggs are about the right size. I just wish they were the right price.
I know.
Please.
For sure.
Let's work on that.
Whew. $6.29 was the cheapest I saw when I was in there the other day.
Goodness. So if you've been in maybe a typical office building, what do you often see hanging on the wall? Some of those inspirational posters, right? You know, uh-huh. some mountain climber hanging from a cliff with some phrase at the bottom about overcoming challenges. And so we have something firmly tongue-in-cheek here that's kind of the opposite of those.
These are non-inspirationals.
Non-inspirational phrases. Again, tongue firmly in cheek. For instance, if you can stay calm while all around you is chaos, you probably haven't completely understood the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, right. Here's another one. Doing a job right the first time gets the job done. Doing the job wrong 14 times gives you job security.
Oh, dear. Tongue-in-cheek non-inspirationals here. See somebody hang this on an office wall. Eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines.
Ouch. Oh, boy. Another non-inspirational wall hanging, potentially. A person who smiles in the face of adversity probably as a scapegoat.
Oh, dear. This one's terrible. How about this one? Very simply, plagiarism saves time.
No.
Don't do that, kids. Mm. Don't do that. These are non-inspirationals.
Yes. If at first you don't succeed, try management.
Couple more here. Non-inspirationals tug-in-cheek here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Teamwork means never having to take all the blame yourself.
Mm. Yeah, not quite what we had in mind with the name Teamwork Africa. And finally, aim low, reach your goals, avoid disappointment.
Things you probably won't see hanging on an office wall near you. Some non-inspirationals tongue-in-cheek here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
On WWIB.
Well, when we spend more and more time at home, I think sometimes we realize that things can get dirty, right? And maybe more so than we might think. And so we have a list here, Havo, of the current grime rankings, things in your home that might be dirtier, germier than you realize.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. We're just going to do it 1 through 10. So the current grime rankings, number one is dish sponges and cloths.
All right. Number one. So that's something you don't necessarily want to be around. Number two, kitchen sinks.
Uh-huh. A third item that can get some germs on it is the cutting board. You know,
that kind of makes sense, I suppose, if you're cutting like raw meat and things like that on there. So again, things that might have more germs than you realize. How about this one? Appliance handles like the oven door or the refrigerator handle, those can have a lot more germs than you might think.
Uh-huh. This one I don't think about as having germs on it, but the spice in condiment jars.
Mm. Grime rankings here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Things that you might want to disinfect after this segment. How about toothbrush holders?
Even during the segment.
Yeah. Yes.
Toothbrush holders. Okay, well, those... I was kind of thinking we were listing things in the kitchen, but all right.
All
gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. Yes. Don't think of that either. Faucet handles is number 7.
Okay. How about TV remotes and game controllers? Our TV remote is missing right now, so we don't have to worry about that. But the game controllers, sure.
Okay. Maybe it's in the couch. Number 9, carpets.
And number 10, current Grime rankings, pet food bowls.
Huh.
Let me say that a dog's mouth is clean.
Yeah.
Cleaner than, but yeah, still... Could be germs and bacteria, again, over all these things. So Lysol did not sponsor this segment, but I feel like they're going to get some business out of it.
I think I did skip over the middle section here. So researchers studied the amount of bacteria on 14 common sites at home and found that the kitchen was the most contaminated.
But, again, watch out for some of those other things like appliance door handles.
Yeah, there you go.